Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 30th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Tuesday, everyone.
And don't freak out.
It is not Friday, it's Tuesday.
Don't freak out. Everything's fine. Andrew is here because we're going to talk about the Apple Music Awards, which dropped today, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it. Apple issued a press release that they've awarded a bunch of awards in the third annual Apple Music Awards. And there's some interesting stuff in here. So one of the things that Andrew got both of our attention was the regional artists. And I'd like to have you tell us about those, because that's a new thing that they did this year.
Yes, that's what they said in their press release. This is a new category of awards for, like you said, regional artists of the year. It says they want to recognize artists from five countries and regions: Africa, France, Germany, Japan, and Russia. Now, I don't know if those regions will stay the same or maybe change every year. I'm thinking, you know, maybe they'll change to just highlight artists around the world.
Yeah.
But they say they want to recognize artists who made the greatest impact culturally and on the charts in their respective countries and regions. And that's nice, because you were talking about that kind of before the show.
Yeah. One of the things that I like about I really like the regional charts. So I really liked when Apple Music added them, because there are charts on Spotify for different places. So you can find out you can listen to like the pop chart, the top ranked pop songs in Germany, or electronic songs in Berlin, or not Berlin, in England, and like what metal tracks in Japan, you know, are like banging right now. And I love getting to hear what's different in other places, because some things are the same. Like, you're going to get, you know, a certain amount of Taylor Swift or The Weeknd or Drake or somebody like that, in a lot of places. But then you're also going to have sort of the local folks, and particularly in places where English is not the primary language, you will get some really interesting stuff on some of those charts. So, like, one of the things that I've always used Spotify for primarily, I have a free account over there. One of the things I've used it for most is just shuffle me the charts for pop music in someplace in Europe, and let me find out what the rest of the world listens to. And I've discovered a lot of interesting music that way. And this is, of course, a completely separate podcast, but without having radio stations that are programmed reliably by folks where I live to play local bands for me or things like that, like, it's really nice to have the opportunity to discover some of this stuff other ways. I like particularly the regional charts, and I like that when Apple added them to Apple Music, I especially appreciate getting to listen to some of those as well. So I'm glad that they're putting out awards for those regional things. And like you, I sort of hope that maybe next year they will be different regions and we'll find out what's really cool in some other places. So, they did more than just the regional ones. The global artist of the year, was The Weeknd, which should come as a surprise to approximately nobody. His album was massive, even though the Grammys ignored it last year, which is a whole, again, that's probably another podcast, but it got ignored. It's a massive album. It's particularly a massive album for Apple Music. It's one of the, his song Blinding Lights is one of the 20 most Shazammed songs of all time. In case you needed reminded that Apple bought Shazam. He also is the host of his own show on Apple Music Radio, which is a thing we should talk about more, I think, because some of the shows on Apple Music Radio are really great, and they're on demand, so you can listen whenever you want to, and you can sometimes stumble across something really interesting that way. And then So he won for Global Artist of the Year, Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year went to Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, she got three of them. Good job.
Driver's License. Driver's License is the song, in case her name maybe sounds familiar. Usually I say ask your parents, but in this case I'm going to say ask your kids. her album was a huge album on Apple Music as well. Songwriter of the Year was her, and who is an artist I very much enjoy. I've liked a lot of the songs that she's written. I thought it was interesting she won as a songwriter, which is cool. There's a press release from Apple where they list, here's some of the stuff that these folks have done, you know, throughout the year, like on Apple Music that you can go listen to and things like that. So I really like those. And it's cool to see how Apple is recognizing these folks, I think, as well. Wow. So, yeah.
And can we also mention, talk about those cool looking awards that Apple is giving out? These look really awesome.
Those actual awards are super duper nifty. I was like, wow, what are they holding on to? And it's these, they said it's Apple's custom silicon wafer suspended between a polished sheet of glass and a machined anodized aluminum body. So it's this cool, like, you don't really see the glass. So it's like a slab of metal with this processor inside of it, with like a round cutout and this really cool processor. And they're like silver and gold. Like, one is silver, one is gold. And they look super cool. I don't know how you like stand that on a shelf or anything.
Right.
Like, maybe they'll sell you a Lucite base for it for $29. I don't know. But they're super cool looking. So yeah, the awards were pretty great.
And like all the colors or all the pictures in this press release are in a different color. I wish that the music awards, the physical ones, came on those colors too, but I don't. I think that's just the lighting, because like you said, at the bottom of it, they show two awards in gold and silver, which is, I think, is kind of boring.
Yeah, I was sort of bummed about it just for that reason, because I'm like, oh, like, did that Japanese group get a pink award? Because that would be awesome.
That pink
award
looks really cool.
It looks amazing, and the green is like a really nice shade. Like, all of them look super cool in the lighting that they did, and I really dig it. So definitely go check them out, because like, also the pictures are awesome, but there's more to it, because this is sort of the kickoff of something. But before we talk about how Apple's going to do that, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsors this week. Our sponsor this week is Coinbase. Cryptocurrency might seem like a secret or an exclusive club, but Coinbase believes everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Regardless of the level of cryptocurrency experience you have, Coinbase is here for you. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're new to crypto, you're looking to diversify, or you just want a better way to access crypto markets and manage your existing portfolio, you can start today with Coinbase. Here's how. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin. You go sign up today at coinbase.com/TDO. That part's important. Go sign up at coinbase.com/TDO. You get $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is limited time only, so make sure you sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show today. So now what we can do is talk a little bit about part of what Apple's doing. Now that these awards are out, Apple is sort of celebrating these artists in some various ways, is kind of what it sounds like, but they were a little hazy on detail.
Yeah, not too many details. I mean, as we all know, there's no iTunes Music Festival anymore. But at the end of the press release, they did say there will be some kind of celebration. They said this will start on December 7th with interviews, original content, and more, all streaming worldwide on Apple Music and the Apple TV app. So that's still nice.
Yeah. And And like I was saying earlier about the radio shows, one of the nice things about that is that if one of the artists is someone you really like and you find out later that they were on a show, those shows are all available on demand. So you can listen to that interview with whoever that was, you know, that you really wanted to hear. And that's one of the things that like I was saying before, that's one of the things I really like about it, is if you discover, maybe you will additionally discover that you really like that show, whatever it is, and you can listen to more episodes of it because they're all available there in the app, which I really like. So my current favorites, I will tell you right now, are Elton John's Rocket Hour, because it turns out Elton John is just a music fan, not like a specific genre or anything. So you never know what you're going to hear or who he's going to interview on his show. So it's always interesting. Like, Andrew, he's played stuff I know is in at least one of your playlists, and he's played stuff that I know is in at least one of mine. So that should tell you how wide ranging that is. That's a really good one. And then another one I like, for obvious reasons, is Huey Lewis also has a radio show. And what's fun about his is obviously it's 80s music, but he talks about like when we were on tour with them, and then we'll tell a little story about it and then play another song. And he's a nice radio personality. Like I kind of didn't expect that. I was just sort of hoping to get some good 80s tunes out of his show, but it's actually fun. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that one as well. And then you can, you can pick up interviews and stuff with different people depending on what the focus is on different episodes of shows. So you can, you know, follow different folks throughout different Apple Music programs, and maybe you'll find more that you like. So I'm glad they're doing the celebration with Apple TV stuff as well. Maybe we'll get some streaming performances or something. Like I said, they were kind of hazy on the detail. And we used to get like, I want to say it was like a month or something where there were like concerts every night in different venues that were really cool and interesting. And
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like loads of live music. And so even if it's not quite as live this time around, hopefully we will get a little bit more interesting stuff out of it, because like I said earlier, I appreciate like that they're. That they give the awards out, and that they're giving awards to people who aren't normally getting them. Like one of the things that Apple sort of has a reputation for, and did even before they were streaming music, was having like cool picks for things and different stuff. Like even if you call Apple and end up on hold, you get your choice of hold music, and like the pop option is always really nice, and the stuff they play before a live event is always kind of nifty, and what they choose to showcase during a live event when they have something with music in it and whatever, like they always have some cool picks for stuff that's in there. So they've kind of always had a reputation for cool music, so giving awards to people, like they do more than give awards to popular people for being popular. Like everybody was listening to Taylor Swift for the last year anyway, so you'll notice she's not on this list. And I apologize, Christina Warren. I know she's upset about that somewhere in the world. She's deeply unhappy about this, and my heart goes out to you, Christina. But aside from that, that's one of the other things I was especially excited to see in this was people who aren't necessarily getting loads of attention for the stuff that they're doing. And so it's nice to see some of that. And then we also got, aside from that, we got podcast awards announced as well. Now there's not a festival for this, but, or anything like coming to Apple TV Plus that we saw in the announcement anyway, but they did give out some awards for podcasts as well.
Yeah. So, in this second press release, Apple says, kind of the same thing with Apple Music, you know, they want to recognize podcasts. They like specifically say in this press release, you know, the ones who have really great content, a good ability to engage audiences in innovation in their craft, which can, you know, be production, presentation, sound design. So they said the best show of the year is called A Slight Change of Plans with Maya Shankar from Pushkin Industries. And then the newcomer podcast of the year is Anything for Selena with Mario Garcia from WBUR and Futuro Studios.
Okay.
And it sounds like, you know, these aren't they have a whole list of, you know, podcasts that won some kind of award or like a best episode of something. And it sounds like a lot of these are like general like life podcasts, I think, like telling stories. Like it's not, you know, maybe a tech podcast, for example. There's a more, you know. They say, for example, a slight change of plans blends compassionate storytelling with the science of human behavior.
Yeah. The Anything for Selena podcast, I know a couple people who listened to it and thought it was really interesting. It's about somebody sort of going through the death of Selena, who was a Latina pop star. She was killed. She was murdered. And this was Maria Garcia, the host of the show, was a little girl when that happened, and sort of explores Selena's legacy and what it's like, you know, because she was Tejano and like not, you know, like not quite American and not quite from Mexico and like that of thing. So. She wasn't quite a United States citizen. Like, she wasn't quite like a United States 100% culture. She wasn't quite Mexican 100% culture, and kind of how you balance all of that and stuff. And so the people I know who listened to it and got to spend time with it, thought it was really it was really interesting. So I can tell you that bit about that one anyway. I don't know much about Slight Change of Plans, but, Tiffany Haddish would definitely be a good interview. So, you know, you could always try an episode or two and see. That's one where there's different interviews with different folks. So, you know, it's not like it's the Tiffany Haddish podcast or anything like that. So you can find some of those. And then I think Crooked Media won an award for one of them. That was another one that I remember seeing go by that was a name I recognized anyway. So that's kind of,
I'm going through the list. I don't think I've ever I've never heard any of these. So maybe that's also another chance to broaden my podcast listening.
Yeah. It might be, I will point out, we did not get any awards over here at Daily Observations for Show of the Year. Yeah, I'm kind of sad about that. But at the same time, making podcasts is not the sole thing that I do every single day. So maybe that's why. So maybe we'll win an award in the I'm a podcaster, but I also have another job too category in some award program in the future. Maybe that'll work in our favor. We'll have to see. That's going to do it for us today. So, Andrew, as always, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.